as any cave system, and you can look at a cave map, and some people say, well, it looks like the branches on a tree or the roots on a tree. It just, every cave's different a little bit. But you have the main trunk passage, and sadly, that's where a large part of that main trunk passage had become the sewer. So you had areas off of that main trunk passageway where the animals would have migrated to try to find a safe haven. Now, some people think all the animals that have been observed prior to 1943 have not, you know, been seen again, which I trust their judgment on that. I'm not sure, you know, I haven't seen their inventories on it. Say that for sure. But in 1989 was the, how shall we say, this was the first year that the regional plan to protect the caves, in other words, the regional waste management plan, the first phase began, and I mean actually went online. And some of the biologists thought it would be a whole generation then before you would see the animals to come back, because there's nothing in the cave but bloodworms and sewage bacteria. But in 1991, they were seen in a passageway that would be, for lack of another word, perpendicular to the main trunk. Okay, in other words, it was a tributary. So obviously, those animals had gotten far enough up there that they had found areas where they could survive. And they will not, the crayfish will not reproduce unless there's extra food in the water. So when you see, you know, eggs, you know, the crayfish that are carrying eggs, you say, oh, wow, this is a good thing. You know, our population is going to continue. And then it was another 2 years before the crayfish were observed in the mainstream. So you say, well, okay, that's 4 years, but still, that was pretty amazing. No one thought that would happen. And it tells you a lot of things. It tells us that there's a lot of vitality in the cave. It's a very living cave. And also that the wonderful recuperative powers of nature, if we do the right things. You know, we've got to do our part to give the cave a chance, because as long as we were dumping raw sewage into the cave, it didn't have a chance. And that had to stop, but it's just like any other thing, you can't stop bad behavior and not replace it with good behavior. And so that was the real, how shall we say, that was where the education had to be done.